In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. After an unprecedented six-month legislative session, Colorado lawmakers have adjourned, with several big priorities this year left undone. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Meeting in the final weeks in the shadow of protests against racism and police brutality, lawmakers came together to pass a sweeping bipartisan law enforcement accountability measure, among the first of its kind in the nation. It bans the use of chokeholds, requires body cameras, and limits law enforcement's use of force. Lawmakers also had to make $3.3 billion in budget cuts because of the economic slowdown around the coronavirus pandemic. But with total control of the State House, Democrats had hoped to do more earlier this year, like a public health insurance option and paid family leave. Those were put on hold until next year. Instead, the most memorable part of their session pre-pandemic was back in February, when lawmakers passed a repeal of the death penalty. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Overnight camps, indoor events, bars, and more personal services will soon resume. Governor Jared Polis says that if people wear masks and stay 6 feet apart, the state economy can continue to reopen during the pandemic.
So it's a way that we can get back to more normalcy. Restaurants, houses of worship, life rites, higher education. These kind of activities need a way that they can function without jeopardizing the lives of those who attend.
Polis says there are still risks to going out, and those who are older than 65 or have pre-existing conditions should continue to stay home as much as possible. And CDOT says intermittent full closures will affect westbound I-70 starting at 10 this morning near Mount Vernon Canyon west of C-470. Officials say they are completing rock scaling in the canyon and that crews will close the road for 10 minutes at a time to do the work, and then they'll clear the roadway of rock and debris. They say the road will reopen between scaling operations. It's estimated to continue into the afternoon. Right now in Pueblo, it's 68 degrees, sunny, and 65 in Boulder. This is CPR News.